Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
We got your front too. 816, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Ronald Surpass, former head of the NOPD, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police, now a professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. You'll see him on TV occasionally as an expert that the cable channels call on, networks call on and talk to, and he is Dr. Surpass, as a matter of fact, but we just call him Ronald. How you doing, Chief?
I'm great, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm okay. Let's talk about, since the budget is in bond commission and all that stuff and is in the news, let's talk about budgeting for a police department. How do you even go about determining a budget for an NOPD, okay, for the department or any department for that matter?
Yeah, so Washington State, Nashville, and New Orleans are very similar in the process. The executive, the mayor, the governor sends out notice to each department to build a budget. Sometimes there's provisos on zero-based budgeting. A lot of people don't use it anymore. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a proviso, reduce your budget by 5% because we have crises, make your recommendations, or increase. The department does that. Then it all goes to the chief administrative officer in New Orleans or the chief financial officer in Nashville or the chief of finance in Washington. They take all the budgets from all the agents under the control of the governor or the mayor, and then they sit down and present to the mayor a final budget that the staff has developed with obviously the mayor's input, the deputy mayor's input, et cetera. You go through some negotiations. Sometimes you'll get to the very end and they'll say, we need another 3% in cuts in personal services, or we have another extra number amount of overtime that we're going to give you. That then, once it's finalized by the chief executive, whomever they may be, it goes to the legislative body. They go through the whole process all over again. It's a responsibility they have and take seriously, and it's a good one. They vet the whole process out, and in the city of New Orleans, by December 1st, the city council has to approve a balance, not like the federal government, a city or state in Louisiana has to be balanced. The revenues have to meet the expenditure. That is approved on December 1st to be effective on January 1st. Now, here's where there's been some disagreement. Maybe things have changed. It's not uncommon that you have more budgeted police officer positions than you have staff. That means you have extra money in the payroll account every 2 weeks that you're not spending. It's been historically used across the country to use that money to offset some overtime costs or build some overtime costs. But what is not unusual is at the end of a quarter or at the end of a year, the council will reclaim that money from the department to go to help solve other departments' problems. Now, when Big Jim was the council chair and when Big Jim Singleton, I'm sorry, not everybody might know this, when Jim Singleton was the council member B, budget committee chair, or the councilman at large, we had to go in front of him every month. He quarantined money. If he thought the department was overspending, he quarantined money as a councilmatic power. The same thing happened in Nashville. They quarantined money if they thought you were behaving inappropriately during the year. The same thing in Washington State. They quarantined money. So the other day we heard someone say that, well, the council has no authority to do that. But once we saw there was an overrun, we stopped spending for travel. Well, $125 million overrun in the budget this year. How much does spending for travel actually contribute to the deficit reduction? But more importantly, you can't say on the one hand you have no control over the budget, but then you stop spending for travel in the middle of the year. At the end of the day, maybe things have changed in New Orleans. I don't know, Tommy, but the entire four decades I did this, a council or a legislature had tremendous informal and formal authority to stop departments from overspending.
Take a break. Pick it up right here. Talking to Ronald Serpas, professor, practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief. Also want to talk about blight because they're talking about cutting down on blight enforcement and what effect that has on crime. Also, I want to touch on murder-suicide because it seems to be up, but I don't know what anybody can do about that. 821 traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Ronald Serpas. Chief, you know, there's been spike in murder-suicide as of late. There's nothing law enforcement can do about that, is there?
It's usually very difficult. Unless the persons who were involved had presented themselves in some sort of maybe a domestic violence event or some sort of a process where a medical professional might have said, we're seeing Tommy, and Tommy seems to be losing attachment to reality. There might be efforts put towards the police. I was taught in the academy 45 years ago, Tommy, and I think it's still very good advice. Understanding suicide as a rational person is difficult because suicide, by definition, is irrational. We see that often. People get very agitated sometimes without any prior indication at all, get very agitated and decide to take the life of someone usually they know and then themselves. It's incredibly sad.
When it comes to SNAP benefits, and, you know, there are plans afoot, I think, to keep them rolling and get the cards rolled, loaded up. Cameron Henry telling me earlier for the elderly and disabled first, then the 40% of the kids, 40% of the SNAP recipients that are kids after that. Hungry people, not necessarily a good thing when it comes to civil peace, is it, if you look historically?
Well, I think anytime you don't feel comfortable in society or anytime you don't feel comfortable in your personal self and you start to find an answer, you might strike out against what you think is your oppressor, and that's not necessarily uncommon. Let's hope it doesn't happen. Let's hope, you know, cooler minds prevail. The great thing about the states in this country, many of them, like Louisiana, have to have a balanced budget, so they argue all this out before the budget's even passed. Mm-hmm. The federal government, on the other hand, you know, prints money. That's the old statement from the 80s and 90s, remember? Well, we don't go broke, we just print more money. And that causes these types of debates to go past what would you think was the beginning of the year, right? So it's a very troublesome time for people who need help.
I heard Chief Kirkpatrick talk about traffic enforcement and raising revenue and traffic ticket quotas and so forth. And I don't understand the taxation without representation part of that, because you always have a right to plead your case unless it's a camera, right, and all that stuff. But when it comes to the importance of traffic enforcement as it relates to deterring crime, talk about that, if you will, because I was always under the impression that traffic stops were a great way to find out if somebody was up to something nefarious or not.
Well, I can tell you this. In the three places I served as chief, constitutional proactive traffic enforcement did this: reduce accidents, which makes everybody's traffic day better, reduce injury accidents, which reduces personal injury and cost to all of us in society and insurance premiums. Horses don't transport criminals. Cars transport criminals. You find guns, you find warrants, you find dopes. The people who push against traffic enforcement generally don't understand, and my 4 years have chosen not to understand, that traffic and driving is a privilege granted by the state with some certain responsibilities so that you and I know we can drive safely. Here's the other line. You hear a lot of times people say, well, this traffic enforcement looking for licenses and stuff is just wrong. It's oppressive. Well, wait a minute. Tommy, if you leave work today and you get in a wreck, the law requires, and don't you expect that the person driving that car has a valid driver's license to identify them, has valid insurance to help make you whole from the damage caused?
Well,
so
yeah.
To say that we shouldn't enforce that is absolutely contrary to the agreements that we all make to drive.
And the other thing is, if you don't speed, well, then you're not going to get a ticket, right? I mean, I didn't understand that from the beginning.
Well, speeding is one of the top three causes of death by itself across the country, right?
Right.
Distracted driving is becoming a top three. Drunk driving is a top three. speeding. Roads are engineered to only handle so much. Roads are only engineered to handle so much physics. You can only go so fast on a certain road with certain tires. So most of the time when you hear people resisting traffic, it's either because they got a ticket and they couldn't talk themselves out of it, which is why they hate cameras.
Right.
Or B, we have to educate, enforce, and engineer roads to be safe because people die. Tens of thousands of people a year die from speeding and automobile accidents. Is that something we should take seriously? I think so.
I can look at quotas both ways. I can look at it as you would have an officer looking for a reason to pull somebody over, or I could also look at it as you could have an officer actually enforcing the traffic rules, which maybe he may or she may or may not want to do. Thoughts?
Real quick, Tommy, I had a quota. Every drunk driver.
There
that
you
was
go.
My quota. Get every drunk driver. And here's the other thing. I want your listening audience to get in their car today and not find 10 people within an hour that they felt if they was an officer, they'd pull them over for bad driving.
Amen.
People
Thank you,
see
sir.
It all day. They
yep.
see it all day.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chief. Appreciate it, Chief. We'll talk to Deuce McAllister when we come back. Time now, WWL First News. 8:46, 14 till 9. Quickly to our friend Deuce McAllister, WWL Saints color analyst. You all know him, former Saints running back. How you doing, Deuce?
Doing well, and yourself?
I'm all right, sir. I listened on Sunday, and I heard the frustration in your voice. And you know, it's one thing for me as a fan, because I don't know what I don't know, to get frustrated, but it's another thing for a guy like you that's got the skins on the wall to get frustrated. What is it that bugged you so much about Sunday?
Not detailing your work. Not just being – so my biggest issue is – it's not young players. Young players are making mistakes, but it's your veteran as well. Mm-hmm. And so if you're not going to detail your work, then you're not giving yourself a chance. And that's the most frustrating part about it, because, it, like I said, it's one thing if you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect that maybe from a young player, but these aren't young players that are, you know, kind of making the mistakes. And that was a game that your defense played well. Your defense was not I mean, obviously it's a team loss, but your defense puts you in a position to be able to be successful. And, you know, you just didn't detail your work well enough to be able to be successful.
For people that don't know, tell them what that means, Deuce, and what it looks like detailing your work as a player.
As a player, it's making sure that I know where I'm going, knowing what I have to do on this play. And then it's just, you know, you can't take the little things for granted. And so it's just doing the little things right. And whether that's lining up in the correct position, not starting too soon, when, you know, I know it's a game of inches, and I know it's a game of, you know, if I can get a step or two on a guy before. But it's just doing the little things right. I mean, and that's what, you know, we're just not doing enough of that to even give yourself a chance.
We can't see it, but you see the differences in a step here or a step there. Am I accurate in that?
Yeah, I mean, because it's just like a marriage, and with the offensive line, you talk about a marriage. You have to be in the same alliance. You have to be aligned correctly. And so when you don't have that, one guy steps left and everybody else is going right, that makes them off. Now that puts them in a position where they can't be successful.
When it comes to, like, even things like returning kickoffs, it seems like sometimes there's some confusion. And I get the new kickoff rule. Actually, I don't get it. I understand the confusion over the new kickoff rule. But it seems like sometimes there's some confusion as to whether or not you should take it out or not take it out. And that's just, man, that just seems like a basic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Kind of thing where you know the rules, huh?
Well, it's understanding the rules and not allowing the moment to get too big for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes if I allow the moment to get too big for me, then I panic.
And
I'm unsure of what... Well, I forget the rules,
yeah.
And I'm unsure what I should do. And so it's, you know, sometimes I understand you may get caught in no man's land and you have no decision or no choice. But it's just, and that's detailing the work. And that's being able to understand the finer points. And so you look for an edge, that's an edge. If I have a difference of getting 15 yards just off of understanding that, hey, I don't have to take this ball out, or I'm right on the line, and yes, I have to take it out. I may lose 5 yards instead of losing 10 yards, or now there's hesitation. Well, hesitation in the NFL, that's 3 to 5 steps.
Mm-hmm.
3 to 5 steps for some guys is maybe 5 yards,
right.
You know, 7 yards. And so it's just those little things. It gets you beat. It gets you beat.
So you've been around a long time as a player in college. I don't think you ever in your life on the field has ever failed to detail your work, but you've been around people.
I've been
that,
there. No.
Really?
I've been there.
Really?
I'm far from perfect.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm far from perfect. And so,
well, but a mistake
field,
is one thing,
there,
right?
There were issues and times where I was lost as well, or I was unsure as well. And so that's why I see it. There was never a case where very few players, particularly if you're playing 70, 80, 90% of the snaps,
yeah,
are going to grade out at 100. Because there's always something that they could have did a little bit better.
But an honest mistake is one thing, right, as opposed to not being prepped?
Not necessarily not being prepped. So you're
okay.
Prepped, but you're not all the way prepped. So you know exactly where you're supposed to go. So I know where I'm lining up.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of lining up correct, I'm 1 yard outside of where I need to be. I'm 2 yards outside of where I really need to be. I'm in the right area, but I don't give myself a chance because I don't cheat down enough, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
or I get my eyes in the wrong place because on this play, I'm reading the guard and the tackle instead of looking at the quarterback. So my eyes may be in the backfield, but I can't do that on this play. And so, yes, was I right? Was I right in where I was supposed to be lined up in the beginning? That's correct. But I was just sloppy with my eyes. I had my eyes in the wrong place, and now that prevented me from making an interception, but I still got a tackle, but it was only a 2-yard gain. And so we talk about a game of inches or a game of yards. That's the difference. And, you know, I had an interception if I'd read the right thing. And so it's the small thing. So I can't say that they were not prepared because they were. They were prepared. They were doing what they were supposed to be. But to have 100% execution, it was getting my eyes in the right place, getting understanding and knowing what I'm reading. And so it's the little things.
What can Kellen Moore do in the offensive side, dude, to put Tyler Shuck in the best position that they possibly can? How do you bring him out against the Rams?
I've got to run the ball. I've got to be able to help mm-hmm. him do that. And look, the Rams know that as well. You know, the Rams, they play football as well. So if I have a young quarterback, what am I going to do? I want to, if I'm defensively, I want to confuse him. I want to give him a lot of different looks. I'm looking, have him looking at one thing, but we're actually playing another coverage. The other thing is I want to walk that safety down in the box. Mm-hmm. I am going to tell the Saints, no, you're not going to run the ball. Tyler, you're going to have to beat us. And then by beating us, you're going to have to understand and know what we're doing defensively. There are certain situations where it's just going to be, all right, I'm going to blitz you. Do you know where you're going with the football? Do you understand and know where you have to go with the football in this look? And so if you're Kellen Moore, I have to give him answers.
And I would
have to give him answers to the test. And so what does that mean? Well, I have to be able to give him multiple options or at least one or two outs on every play. it just can't be him going up there and maybe the defense has me beat this time. Well, you got to give him an answer to how do I solve that. There will be situations where you can just, hey, you got me this play. I'm getting rid of the football. We'll get on to the next play. But that can't be the case the whole game.
He's not going to throw it 51 times and the Saints run it 15 times and they win, right?
I hope not. I mean, that's not a very good recipe for success. I mean, you're on the road, so you know you're going to have to deal with some crowd noise. And if that was just the case at home and you were not successful, I don't imagine that will be the case on the road and you be successful.
Got to run the ball. Thank you, Deuce. I appreciate it, man, as always.
No problem.
Hang in there, my friend. I love listening to you on Sunday. I heard the frustration. Deuce McAllister, WWL Saints, color analyst, former running back. Y'all know who he is. 8:55, 5 till 9. Traffic now, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them. Break.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required. Just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.